Rishami Shvias Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara has a brief question, or a diuk, I should say, from the Braisa we quoted yesterday. The Braisa was quoted was saying that Tzvoyin Vapatomin, dyers and those who fatten the animals, are allowed to take Mersin brand from any place, and you don't have to be Choshesh. There's no have to be Choshesh that it's any question that maybe it's from Shvias. So the Gemara wants to make a deal. V'yemi yosav l'meimah, afil minat kosher, mashma, that the, we're not discussing the shayla, whether shvichin, whether the halacha shvichin applies to ma'akal behemah. That's not the Gemara's going to go back to that in a moment. Right now, Gemara just asking, stama, want to bring a point, v'yemi yosav l'meimah, afil minat kosher. The fact that they said you're allowed to go ahead and in a kosher, you don't have to be kosher, that maybe it's from Shvias. So the Gemara said that Riyem Yosel Chareh Mashma, that even if you know that someone is Choshed, that is Choshed are not being mocked, but on Shvias, you're even allowed to buy from him as well. Since it's the Leshma Enu Choshed, you don't have to be Choshed, it means that even if you the person is a person that's Choshed, you don't have to worry about it. You can buy. Ma'amalei Rav Yosi, Loi Armu Ela B'Sheinu Yodeya Im Choshed U Enu Min Choshed. Only talking about Alokhe, only if it's Choshed U Enu Choshed. Only Alokhe if it's Mutter, if it's kashid, enu kashid. If it's only where the seller is not sure, it's a suffix, whether it's kashid or not. You don't know about it. You don't know for sure if he's kashid or not. That's where we say the law, because it's a suffix, it's a rabbanon, and there's rabbanon, suffix rabbanon lekula, we allow you to go buy the brand from such a person. But if you know for sure if that person is makbin, is not makbin on shvias, is violate shvias, then also, then it's also. So disagree. Yosef disagrees with Rav Yirmiyah. You want to make a deal that even from a chashid, even someone who's vadei chashid, it's still mutter. The answer is no. It's only someone who's a suffik. But if it's vadei in a chanami, it's going to be considered aser. And luck will be aser. You're not allowed to go ahead and buy from. Back to Gemara now. Goes back to the shaila whether Michael Behema has a chi of rabbanan aser tzvichin there. We know by Michael Adam tzvichin is aser. Tzvichin of shvias is aser. But the question: do we aser Michael Behema as well? Amar Rav Shammai, my sister Amar Eshi Yosef, Mishnah L'Charez Mashma, that Michael Behema, that is considered, is also awesome as speaking. Where do we see it from? Time of the Mishnah, a different Mishnah. A Mishnah, Nogeya to Masechus Trumos. The Mishnah discusses there if things that were Shvias, a type of vegetable, which is has a strong taste to it, where the seeds and the thing itself and the roots itself, the stalks itself, have the same strong taste, a strong taste that imparts its flavor, its taste on other things. What about if it's shvias or fell into wine? Go to the Mishnah. Uvi shvias b'klei akerem hektish. Lagabe shvias, you have this fenugreek of shvias. And klai karam, the hektish, and all these things that fell into a dove and into wine. So what's the halacha with biyomuter asa? Because we say they consider it lamaisa. If you even hektish, something was given to the Beis Hamikdash and it fell into a wine, the kari, it spreads and everything becomes asa. The wine becomes asa. Zok the Mishnah im yesh b'zero be'etz k'deli ten tam. If there's enough in the seeds and in the stalks itself to give a tam to the wine, it now it absorbed. Because this thing has a very strong taste. The seeds and the stalks are very strong taste. And now when you taste the wine, you'll be able to taste the flavor that came out. Then Allah, because the wine is us, even if it's only a miyut, we don't say batel, berova, batel, b'shishim, because it's enough to be noisin tam, it's going to be considered us. So you see, this fenugreek is not royal Michael Adam. It's really only for Michael Behema. And yet Allah is that it considered that makes the wine us. So the chayra that makes the wine aser, we see that even something as Michael Behemoth has a din of shvias. So Svichan also should have a din of Svichan, because I look at din of shvias. So it's a riot from the Mishnah that it does apply, that Svichan does apply to the din of Svichan, even by Michael Behemoth. So the Gemara says, that's the way the Mafulda learns the Gemara's Kasha. And we answer, no, you can't make a riot. I'm Rebbe. I'm Rebbe Mana. Rebbe said, Tiftar b'kdusha shvias b'bir. Learn the case in the Mishnah, it's talking about cases where that the kedusha shvias beer, we're talking about where the wine has a din of shvias now. Why? And the question is, what's the luck of beer? When is beer apply? In other words, they're not talking about Sfikin, we're talking about the Isra Beer. Unless Mamine Club, they're bringing a raya from there at all. In other words, you're bringing a raya from Sfikin, we're not talking about Sfikin, we're talking about actual Sfias. So maybe I'll tell you that the maybe an Erkanami Sfikin itself of Michael Behemoth is not us, or there's no Isra Sfikin, because Al Dinasir did make a Xer on Sfikin of Michael Behemoth. But the Mishnah is talking about a Mamashvias. And Mamashvias, that becomes usher. If there's nothing tam to the wine, it becomes usher. Says the Mafulta. So the question that Alok Azmar is discussing, we're talking about Dusha Shvias Babir. And therefore, it's not a case of Svikim, but rather it's the dinner of Shvias up before the mice, before this amount of beer. If the Alok is, when beer comes in by the second Revia Shnia, the Alok is, you can't, it's usher, you have to be Mavi Bia Dayim. You have to remove it. You can't go ahead and be battle to the wine. It doesn't become battle. So therefore, but not a din of Sfikin. It's a din of the din of Shvias itself. And therefore, it would be considered us, even though it's Michael Behemoth. So the Gemara, lo nimsa ma'avi ochli Behemoth, the Gemara has a shayla. What happened to the person going ahead? Isn't when the person drinks the wine, isn't lo mitzvah ma'avi Behemoth, isn't he go ahead, isn't he taking Ma'abit Ochli Behemoth, because now you drink the wine, in there is the taste of the fenugreek, which is something for Michael Behemoth. Aren't you taking the Michael Behemoth? But Yadayim, you're eating, you're drinking it, so you're being Ma'abit B'Yadayim. So how could you do that? You know, since it's going for Michael Behemoth, and it gave him the flavor went into the wine, so when you drink the wine, the mice, you're taking the things that Michael Behemoth, you're vatal that as well, you're taking away things that are shvias, a flavor, which is so courage to be considered usher. So the Gemara said, Tiftop Ochli Behemoth Adam. Talking about a case where it's really an ekonomi okle behema la'adam, it's animal feed that is really roi la'adam as well, which is mutter. In other words, it's not, there's no issa. Says the ma'afula to explain. You can't go any, even is dog food, is animal food, and you're gonna, a human being's gonna eat it, that's considered ma'avi b'yadayim, because it's supposed to be roi, it's roi only Michael behema. And therefore, when you eat it, shvias, how can you drink the wine? You're taking the taste of this fenugreek, which is only for Michael Behemoth, and you're eating it, you're rooting it, you're destroying it by eating it, by drinking it. And how could you be mutter? So Gemara said, no, we're talking about where it's also mutter la'nos Adam. It's also mutter, Gemara answers, from Tzorech Adam. And if it's a Tzorech Adam, then that's not considered Ma'avi B'Yadayim, because the Alok is Roy La'adam. An Adam can eat it. So if an Adam can eat it, B'Shava B'Shava. And therefore, an Ekonami would be considered a mutter. That's the Gemara, the way that Rash Basul learns the Gemara's Teretz. And therefore, it would be considered particularly mutter. That would not be considered as if you're being ma'aved b'yadayim, ma'aved ochle behema, because it's also considered Michael Adam. And therefore, that would be the halacha of what the Mishnah says. The Gemara seems to answer this one. The Bnei Moshe learns a little differently in the Gemara, but this is the way the Marfutla seems to learn the Gemara, and the Rashi Masalu learns as well, that this is the understanding of the Gemara. That's why it would be considered mutter. It's not considered ma'aved b'yadayim. Mishnah continues. Gemara says, what happens? Gemara says, Mishai lo peiros shvias, they give his man shvias beer. Person had shvias in his peiros shvias in his house, and now came his man beer, it came the second rain of the season, or whichever type of fruit it is. That becomes usher. It's now gone from the field, and now beer comes in. What do you do? Do you have to destroy everything? So the Mishnah, Machalkon Mazon Shloshud L'Kalachavya. You could go ahead and take food for three meals for every person in the house, and then beer on the rest. In other words, in a kalami, you have to remove it. However, but you also allowed to take now, provide for yourself right now. That was, you were using this for food. You allowed to go ahead and take it or provide three meals for everybody. Because you're also, just like it's hefker, you're allowed to take it yourself. This is as much you're allowed to take it. And the rest, you have to go ahead and do beer on the rest. Says the Ma'afulda, Me'achi Beis, Aka Mechal Kashkena Mekrov L'Miyoda.
You don't have to burn it, destroy it, but you have to give it out. It's tefillah, you can't keep it. But first, you take three meals for each member of the household, and then the rest, you go ahead and you put it, give it to your neighbors, put it out in the front door, and say, hefker, anybody wants to take it, can come and take it. That's the look of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, what about an imokal akar beer? What about the aniyim? The aniyim allowed to eat the shvias akar beer, avalo ashirim. But rich people can't. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So he holds that, given on Shirim, says the Mafulda, because it says in the Pasuk, Ochlu Evyonei, Evyonei Imcha Amecha V'lo Amecha. That can't be stopped people, only the Evyonei Amecha. And therefore, you can't go ahead and give it to aniyim. Excuse me, give it to ashim. Only the aniyim are allowed to partake of it after beer. That's what Yehuda's opinion. Yosi said no. Both aniyim and ashim alcohol. Both aniyim and akim kini. Why? And then Benar Fulda says, but there's a pasuk ochel of yonei v'gam imkar. Both you and both you, the aniyim and the ashim can eat. There's no nafkamina. Everybody's allowed to eat. This thing is hefker, and everybody could take from it lav dafka the aniyim. That is the machlokes tanaim in the Mishnah. We'll explain in a moment what exactly the machlokes is. Both of them allowed to eat after beer, are able to eat it. The Mishnah continues. Another halacha, another machlokes. Bishal lebeir shvius. Person had shvius. Nafla biyusha, and it fell to biyusha. Oh, no matter. Someone gave him a gift of the peir shvius. Relezer oimer yinasnu lelachleim. It should be given to only those who can eat it. Those are the people who can eat. The rest of them, you can't do anything else with it. A person who sins cannot benefit from it. Take the produce, can be sold to anybody who's going to eat it. You can give the money to divide to everybody else. In other words, the shaila is, can you go ahead and you get it, the gift that was Yerusha, can you just give it to anybody who's going to eat it? And or do you have to only sell it to them where you can make the money, and the money will be given out according to everybody? So what is the shayla? The Mishnah wants to know, what can you do, what you can't do? Says the Merfuldo. The Rash explains this Mishnah. La'ochan shadarkan lechol below beer. These are there are a lot of those who eat normally before beer. You're allowed to give it to them. So you're allowed to eat barama le'ochan l'acherim, le'ochan levado. You can't eat it yourself. You have to give it. You can give it to other people to eat as well. Le'ochleihem. Those who normally eat peir shvius, and then I'm not doctoring whether it's us, they're the ones you can give it to eat. And that's what the Chazet HaChacham and Mishnah is telling you, that you can go ahead and give it to Yerusha, you can give it to Matan. The halacha is, let Chachamim say, you can't benefit from it. You yourself can't benefit, so you can't give it to someone who's not makbid on shvius. He shouldn't be chayt in niskar, but rather sell it to whoever's going to eat it, and the money will give it out to aniyim. So therefore, he may be eating it, but he'll pay for it, and that money will be distributed out to aniyim, so chaladam, to anybody. Therefore, it's not that he's benefiting from other people, are going to benefit from him as well. It's given out to everybody. And the chotim isker, since he's going to pay for the food. So therefore, everyone's going to benefit from him, you're allowed to do that. But Zucker or Lezer, no. You know, you only have to give it to those people. You don't have to go ahead and give it to anybody else. Only to those people that are ruggled to eat, that you're allowed to go ahead and give them. And you could give it to them because they need it. Then I'm makbid. That's their business. You're allowed to go and give it to them. The Mishnah doesn't explain what this machlokes is all about. So that the Mishnah continues. A person eats from a dough of shvius before the separated challah from it. Chayav misa. You chayav misa. Misa b'dei shemayim. Alpha says, "Mafulta, I've got the shvius hefker. Even though it's hefker, chayav is challah k'dinis is chulin. It's still mechuyev in challah. Even if it's shvius, it's still mechuyev in challah. And therefore, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Says the B'nai Moshe. You would think that ain't chala negas b'shvias. Because since the halacha is, we're afraid, why would you say chala shouldn't apply? What's the difference between shvias or regular shvias? Or nothing that's not shvias. Because since if you go ahead and the tumah of the chala becomes tumah, you have to burn it. And shvias you can't burn because it's asur, you can't destroy shvias. Maybe you'd think that therefore you don't have to go ahead and take chala from it. But the Mishnah just said, no, you must take chala from it. And if you didn't take chala from it and you ate it, Yechayav Misa b'dei shamayim for violating not the shvius aspect of it, but for the kala aspect of it. The person doesn't take kala. The makuyav the Torah says you have a misa b'dei shamayim, and mainly therefore it would be like any tevel that you have. A person eats tevel, yechayav misa b'dei shamayim. So too, kala is like you took tevel. It's like eating tevel, and mainly therefore you chayav from it. A separate chiddush, a separate halok in the Mishnah in the end of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. When we talk about the halacha machlokes, whether you're allowed to give it to aniyim or ashirim, dafka aniyim or even ashirim, what's the machlokes? You should go and give it, the poor of your nation can eat it. So you see means that only the poor, only the poor of the nation should be able to eat it, not anybody else. So you see dafka, exeris akosir, he brings down that it's dafka for the aniyim and not for the ashirim, that they can't eat. So Gemara says, you see that therefore, that's the time of Rav Yehuda. What about Rav Yossi? My time of Yossi, I said, first apostle, he said, no, v'yachlu evyone amecha v'yitro. And the poor of your nation shall eat, which means that they shall eat v'yitro. And the rest of the people also allowed to eat. The remainder should eat as well. Read the apostle, v'yitro. Who's the Yitra? It means anybody else that they go ahead and eat. Yitra means all the other people as well. The rest of the nation could also eat as well. It's like an extra word in the pasuk, and therefore it means everybody as well. It's a lot hard to understand the drasha here. The Rosh has an arikas here as to what the drasha. Do we say the Yitrom is going on the first part of the pasuk or the second part of the pasuk? So it says since the pasuk dashins if you only amak with Yitrom alone, gam vitar am that the extra word in the pasuk of a Yitrom is going on vita the rest of the nation. You don't need that. Achol yoni amecha. It should say that's what Yossi's saying. Just go ahead, let the poor people eat it. What's the Yitrom? It means including them as well. You die from the pasuk. Yitrom means even the rest of Klal Yisrael, even the Ashirim. It's mutter for everybody to eat. That is the difference of the two drasha, how they read the pasuk according to the Pnei Moshe and the Rashmi Salua. That's the way he learns the drasha, how it, the difference between the machlokes and Tanoi. The rich people are glad to eat from the oitzer, from the communal oitzer, the storehouse, akar beer. They're allowed to eat from it. Again, this halak is that bezin would be oitzer bezin. Bezin would take all the thing and put it in a separate thing. Allow the have to make it anybody allowed to go eat it. Everyone's allowed to eat it. It's not lav dafka for aniyim, but even the ashirim can eat from that from bezin. What bezin sets aside, oikum in oitzer, the oitzer bezin. Even that, it's in the city, it's set aside in the city, it's called the Yitzah, that everyone can eat, even the Shvir. Think about Hashem. What's the base of Hashem? Where did you get it from that even the Ashirim can eat? The same aloka, Yitrom. It says the same idea that Adash is the same aloka as Yossi in the Pasig, that the poor people can eat. Ad Yitrom means everybody, Ad Yitrom. Everyone can eat the remainder, which means everybody, including the Ashirim, he agrees with Rav Yehuda in the Drash of the Pasig, not like Rav Yossi. And the male, therefore, he says that if everyone can go ahead and eat from what the oitzer, and there's no din beer, and there's no isu shvius, and they're allowed to eat from it, partake of it like everybody else. Like everybody else as well, Hashem is the same drasha as Yehuda, the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. Gemara continues. What about halacha is where the Gemara continues, we'll talk about Reish Lakish in the Mishnah, to explain tomorrow the next halakha of the Mishnah, Reish Lakish, Machlokes, how to read the next line of the Mishnah, which comes into a major halakha nafkamina.